Well, UN officials are calling on Israel to end the blockade of the Gaza Strip. Now, they are warning that the situation in the Palestinian territory may even get worse. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says the Israeli blockade has paralyzed Gaza's construction industry. Robert Turner also says that the demolition of tunnels used by Gazans to transfer goods and construction materials to the enclave has put UN projects on hold. This after Egyptian authorities also stepped up the destruction of the tunnels in recent months. Meanwhile, another UN official, James Rawley, has also warned about the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian territory over a lack of fuel there. Gaza's fuel crisis has led to the closure of its main power plant in recent months. Israel imposed its all-out land, aerial, and naval blockade on Gaza in June of 2007 after the victory of Hamas in elections there. And now one of our other top five stories, of course, deals with the deteriorating situation in the Gaza Strip. We're going to cross over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent there, Ashraf Shannon. Hi, Ashraf. Ashraf, tell us the latest in the situation. We know now that the UN is saying about the deteriorating situation that's taking place in the Gaza Strip. And of course, you are in Gaza and a firsthand witness to this situation. Tell us the significance now that UN officials are actually calling once again for Israel to end the blockade on the Gaza Strip. Do people, the residents of Gaza, think that perhaps this time around it will make a difference?
I don't think so, Marzia, because you talk to anyone in Gaza, whether it's the regular people, analysts, or whatever, they keep telling you that despite the condemnations by the UN or the UN urging Israel to ease the blockade, nothing really happened. And the visit yesterday of the UN humanitarian chief, James Rawley, came on the anniversary of the ceasefire agreement that was brokered by Egypt in November of last year, and ended the eight-day Israeli war on the Gaza Strip, also known by the its Israeli, or dubbed by Tel Aviv as Pillar of Defense, where 170 Palestinians at least were killed and 1,000 more were injured. The situation in Gaza is nothing short of a humanitarian crisis, with sewage flowing in some of the streets of Gaza due to power outages. Sewage pumps cannot pump sewage because of lack of electricity and lack of fuel. There is a lack of essential supplies, including and not excluding medicines and hospital supplies. When that ceasefire agreement was reached in last year, it stipulated that Israel eases the blockade as a major condition to reach that ceasefire agreement between the Palestinian factions and Tel Aviv. Immediately after the ceasefire was agreed upon, Israel increased the fishing limit to 6 nautical miles and lowered the distance of the so-called buffer zone east of the Gaza Strip, allowing farmers to go further into their land. Mm-hmm. But a few months later, Israel broke that ceasefire and violated it by decreasing the fishing limit, decreasing the farming area, and almost on a daily basis, Israeli forces carry out incursions into the Gaza Strip. And the only or the sole commercial crossing with Gaza, the Kerem Shalom crossing, is closed most of the days of the year due to allegations by Israel that they closed the crossing for Jewish holidays. But basically, according to human rights group, this is a racist move. You close the crossing on Jewish holidays is a racist move against an entire population. At least 1.7 million people live in the Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm. And according to latest statistics, at least 56% of those living in Gaza are under the age of 18.
Okay,
so
Ashraf.
Israel is blockading a very young population.
Thank you so much for that update from the Gaza Strip. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent on the ground there.